Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis on Saturday soldiered through a more than two-hour Easter vigil mass in St. Peter's Basilica, one of the longest services in the Catholic calendar, amid renewed concerns about the 87-year-old Pope's frail condition.
Sono macigni della morte.
On Friday, the Pope skipped at the last minute a nighttime procession at Rome's Colosseum in what the Vatican said was a bid to preserve his health ahead of other Holy Week events. Ships carrying a second round of aid for Gaza have departed Cyprus as concerns about hunger soar. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Off the coast of the Cypriot port of Larnaca, a large ship carrying aid could be seen on the horizon. It's one of three vessels heading in a convoy carrying 400 tons of food and other supplies for Gaza. World Central Kitchen said the vessels and a barge were carrying ready-to-eat items like rice and canned vegetables that were enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. The United Nations and partners have warned that famine could occur in devastated, largely isolated northern Gaza as early as this month. Humanitarian officials say deliveries by sea and air are not enough and that Israel must allow for more aid by road. I'm Karen Chamas.
Truce talks between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas will resume on Sunday in Cairo, the latest attempt to bring about a pause after nearly 6 months of war in the Gaza Strip. An Egypt News TV outlet reported on Saturday, citing a security source. The warring sides have stepped up negotiations mediated by Qatar and Egypt on a 6-week suspension of Israel's offensive in return for the release of some hostages.